Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, only real water drinkers know that water doesn't taste right, even though it has no taste. Absolutely. When all I drink is bottled water, I can taste the difference. 6 months ago, the Nestle Pure Life brand of water was discontinued in Canada. And I had to try 10 different brands before finding one that didn't taste like plastic or metal. The water I now drink is called Naya, and it doesn't taste like anything, and feels light and smooth going down my throat. Up next, corporations have stopped the gay logo changes in 2025, unlike 2024. I think that our overlords are realizing that we are revolting in our hearts against their woke programming. So they'll now pull back for 5, maybe 10 years, and then eventually double down in a decade or two. They will make us think things are improving before doing another rug pull under our feet. Funny enough, the original Apple logo is already gay as a goose. Number three, why is it that women always say that if you got cheated on, you probably deserved it? Is it because accountability is their kryptonite? Or is it because if they blame their victim, then they can use plausible deniability for cheating on you? Also, are we really sure that's even a female? The face looks too long and there's way too much makeup and filters on her. It's either that or she's an alien and some poor dude got cheated on by someone from Zeta Reticuli. Moving on, a school union says that they're now dealing with the consequences of toxic masculinity every day. But have we ever even seen a single article addressing toxic femininity? Not a chance. Dr. Ryan Terabans explains this the best, that women can't beat the alpha male, so they're now using the betas to fight them, and then eventually they're going to take out the betas too once they've served their purpose. Unfortunately, the more they make life difficult for men, the more alpha males they make. Number five, and speaking of cheating again, here's the look on your girl's little sister's face when you're arguing and she says, "Shut up before I tell them." That's your cue to cut ties and get the hell out of there. The little sister struck without even striking. Your girl might not even done anything wrong, but her little sister planted the seed in your mind that she has, and therefore she tore your relationship in two. That's the power of a woman's tongue. Up next, Poland now has the second lowest unemployment rate in Europe. It wants to get nuclear weapons and will soon have a higher GDP per capita than Japan. And we know why. Because they refuse to welcome in enrichment. Looks to me like Eastern Europe and East Asia will be the inheritors of Western civilization. Unfortunately, they have to figure out their falling fertility rates first. But they also aren't self-made. The Germans sent their factories to Poland to save money on labor. Moving on, Greta is the grift that keeps on grifting. Now she wants to be let into Palestine to criticize the tiny hats. And then she was sent out. Why is she even going there? Maybe going to warn the Muslims of the dangers of fetal alcohol syndrome by presenting herself as an example of it. Plus, it looks like she's hit the wall in her early 20s and is now getting fat. But we all know what she's really going to do once all that precious NGO money runs out. Moving on, the Trump tariffs are hitting the black hair industry, which imports their products in from China. Looks like many welfare queens out there are going to have to choose between getting a wig and getting their nails done. But then again, who really cares, because many of them probably just go out shoplifting for the things they need anyway. The reason that so many black women wear wigs is because 90% of them look like dudes if they don't. Number 9, here's someone watching bad movies from the 2000s because movie standards are so low nowadays. Is it sad that I do the same for movies in the 90s, 2000s, and 2010s? Not just the movies, but the shows as well. Speed Racer came out in 2008 when it was a flop, but watching it today you'll think it was a masterpiece. Even Spider-Man 3, which sucked when I watched it in the theaters, still holds up pretty well. But don't lose hope, because AI-generated shows made by true fans are coming soon. I can't wait for someone to make the original Timothy Zahn Star Wars trilogy. It's going to be the trilogy we deserve. Up next, this Florida hairstylist is stabbed and ended in a luxury apartment parking garage by a knife-wielding brute. More euphemisms. When a Caucasian American commits a crime, it's a white man committing a crime. When an African American commits a crime, it's a young, innocent, aspiring engineer with no criminal record accidentally ending somebody. They don't even want to mention his background because it might offend others and have someone call them racist. Number 11, Rob Schneider says that San Francisco has a huge homeless problem. Either that or a gigantic camping success story. Obviously, it's a homeless problem. Just don't eat anything off the sidewalk because you don't know who pooped there. I just thought of a great idea. Travel across America with a bunch of friends and pitch a tent in major U.S. cities for a day or two in a city park. And just use those blue cities as places to go camping while you go see the sights. Moving on, is this the greatest moment in television history? When Magnum P.I. shoots a nun that's trying to end him because she's working on Sunday. He dropped her like a bad habit. At first I thought you couldn't get away with making an episode like this. But then I realized that today's modern audiences, most of them, don't even know what a nun is to begin with. Tom Selleck was the man, and I recently watched the film Mr. Baseball again, because I'm tired of modern films. Number 13, if you had to spend the night with one of these lovely ladies, which one would it be? I don't know about you, but I'm ready to make some mashed potatoes. That's better than devouring on the sausage from the women on the left. Today our choices as men are increasingly about unattractive women or feminine men. Bella Ramsey might look like a potato, but at least she's a female potato. Then again, I'll take the gentleman on the left and have him redo my roof. Up next is this guy, the biggest simp ever. He's addicted to his wife, yet she doesn't have sex with him. Another red flag is that she says that she wants kids with them, but without sex. It's obvious at this point that if she gets preggers, it won't be his baby. My thinking is that he's wearing a permanent pair of love goggles and won't take them off until they eventually get divorced, when she gets the baby to solidify her claim to 60 to 70% of his net worth. Number 15, here's the choice most guys face these days when they finish school. They can either inhale toxic fumes working in the trades, or stare at Excel for 8 hours a day as a corporate drone. I think that only the people that complain about staring at Excel all day have never really had a real job to begin with. If you're a glutton for punishment, go on to aviation and you can do both. Some guys like to live dangerously, it seems. Moving on, this guy doesn't know it yet, but his wife has the divorce papers ready, and this will be their final vacation. And I bet you anything that he's the one paying for that trip. And here's the picture of the large lady that's going to ruin his life. What will he ever do without her? Congratulations on divorcing the only man that'll ever find you attractive. Meanwhile, the plot twist is that he's chatting with his side chick over the phone. Number 17, Senator John Fetterman says that the Democrats didn't handle the border appropriately. This guy seems to really want to be thrown out of his party now, doesn't he? When does he go Republican? I almost didn't recognize him because he's always wearing that hoodie and shorts. You know your party is cooked when the one representative you have is brain damaged from a stroke, and it's the only one that can tell the truth. The most retarded Democrat is the smartest one. Up next, this guy says that it's his dream that one day men have the same rights as women. It's come to this point now where we gave women equality, and now they're more equal than us. And we just want the same opportunities that they have. Once a woman gets into HR, she lets all the other ladies in. The same for the Jeets. Once one becomes a manager, they start replacing other groups of people with their own group. Not to worry though, men will innovate and create new industries and make women and Jeets unemployed en masse. Number 19, is it true that most relationships are like this these days? These women are attracted to the bulge in men's pants. His wallet bulge. Most relationships based on looks and money end in two ways. Either the money begins to run out or the woman's beauty begins to fade. Guys are telling me that women are asking them for money before they ever go on dates these days. If that's not a reason to go your own way, then I don't know what is. Moving on, this guy ended his honeymoon after one day because he found out that his bride sent her ex a goodbye text in the morning of their wedding. She says that she needed closure for the unmarried part of her life. Translation, I'm an alpha widow and would get divorced if my ex-boyfriend Chad wanted to marry me. Once a woman gets hung up on one guy and becomes an alpha widow, she's not worth wifing up anymore. You'll never be good enough. 99% of them are like that these days. Number 21, look at the sign this simp is holding up, and it says that women's sex drive is determined by how well a man treats her. No, it's based on how good-looking the man is. And if he's good-looking and he treats her rough in bed, then that's going to supercharge and turbocharge his sex drive. With regards to treating them well, the better you treat them, the less desire they have to have sex with you. Intelligence and kindness are the least attractive male traits for women these days. Our species is screwed. Up next, is it wrong to find this funny? White colonizers apologizing by bringing in armies of Jeets. There are Pajit truckers all over America too, and not just in Canada. One guy says he stopped at a New Mexico truck stop expecting to see Native Indians, and was surprised to see Indians from India instead. Something tells me that the coming Canadian Jeet government won't be treating Native Americans as well as the Caucasians. Two of the Indian wigwam teepee motels I visited were owned by Jeets. Talk about ironic. One in Kentucky and the other one in California. Although the one in Kentucky was bought by Keith and Megan Smith recently. Number 23, Disney lays off hundreds and downsizes their entertainment division. Looks like go woke and go broke is real. But what, can't they just raise theme park prices anymore to pay for woke? To fix their problem, they should just hire people to write original stories. But I don't think there are enough creative writers around to do that these days. Plus, AI content is about to wreck everything they have besides their theme parks. Moving on, besides Die Hard, Fight Club, Braveheart, Gladiator, and 300, what are some other films that guys have to watch? I say The Matrix and American Beauty. Other good suggestions include They Live and The Truman Show. But all those films are from the 20th and early 21st centuries. Besides The Joker in 2019, I can't find a single other film guys should watch in the last 10 to 15 years. I'm open to suggestions. Maybe something like John Wick. Number 25 and the last one, why do all the women want this guy? Maybe he's pretending to be gay and they're lining up to cure him of his condition or something. Why are his knees so red? Is his name Peggy? Then again, they're probably trans girls, so that's why he looks so happy. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.